Urn Burial, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. The shot boomed out of the mist. Phryne slowed the Hispano-Suiza to a halt. Dot, from the back, where she was sitting with Lin Chung's manservant Li Pen, said tremulously,
"Someone hunting? In this weather and after dark?" asked Phryne. "Does that seem likely, Dot, dear? That was a shotgun."
Then someone screamed. It was a female voice, ragged with terror, even though the sound was blanketed by the fog which curled into the big car, chilling the heart. Li Pen leaned forward. Dot emitted a squeak of fright.
"What do you want to do?" asked Lin Chung. "It might be a private fight."
Phryne grinned at him. "The last private fight I leapt into was very rewarding," she commented. "I would otherwise never have met you. Can you use a gun?"
"Not as well as you, I suspect."
"All right, change places. You take the driver's seat." She clambered over him, taking the passenger seat. The scream came again, closer and louder, and Phryne heard feet running. Dot whimpered. Li Pen, hoping he was doing the right thing, put a reassuring hand on her arm, which she was too frightened to shake off. Phryne found her Beretta and loaded it methodically. Lin Chung heard the click of bullets snapped into their grooves and the clunk of the mechanism as she closed it. "Turn the car until the headlights point directly behind me," she ordered. "That should blind anyone coming this way. Keep the engine running. I won't be a tick." She was gone from beside him. Lin engaged the gears and very carefully and skillfully backed the Hispano-Suiza and turned it, hoping that he was not about to run Phryne's beloved car into an unexpected ditch. The powerful fog lamps outlined Phryne's small, determined figure, the slim body clad in trousers and a jumper, her stance easy and alert, and the cameo-cut shape of her straight profile and cap of black hair. Li Pen commented in Cantonese,
"She would make a warrior. She has the heart of a lion."
Lin Chung agreed.